Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob.
You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
You wonder why I quit? I have a right dick.
And I'm Keith.
Now comes in the editing part of me.
Two nappy-headed hoes.
That's it, we're fired.
We're done.
Bye.
We're like 5 minutes in and we're already done.
So, I'm Q.
Let's start over.
I'm Donnie.
I'd have been scared to touch him. I'd have, like, disintegrated.
My head itches.
We're on 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, G.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Donnie just fell on the floor. Gotta show it to him.
Oh man.
Phenomena. Oh good lord. Welcome.
Go home. Quit. Stop. Leave.
Welcome to the Entitled Show.
Delete, delete, delete.
No matter how many times I hear that, I still laugh. It never gets old.
Push stop now.
Push stop. I wouldn't blame you for pushing stop.
I wouldn't either.
Because you've already downloaded it, so I don't care.
Really?
I've already got your bandwidth.
That's all that matters. Anyway,
sad news in the world today. Paris Hilton's back in jail.
I thought you said sad.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
B.
B.
He had to spell it out.
Donnie can't be here today, so
he's out eating with his girlfriend. I called him.
Are you for real? He's. Oh my!
We don't get the conversation today. I'll call it mine to make up for it. It ain't gonna be as funny, but what the hell.
You never know, girlfriends.
I love you. What? I love louder. I love you too.
So many people think that is staged. We stage her calling.
We don't, honestly.
We don't.
Honest to God, it is a pure accident she even calls.
Nothing on this show is staged. It is all...
Well, some things, but...
Some, yeah.
Not every... Okay, one thing and that's it.
You can judge by how bad last week's show was. We didn't stage anything.
Maybe it was staged. That's the problem.
Are you smarter than a dumbass? That had to be the worst bit we've ever done on the show.
Oh, well.
You'd think in 2 years I would learn not to do stuff like that.
We tried.
We tried.
I thought it'd be a little bit funnier, too, but I think the way we did it was the problem. I think that might have been it.
Yeah, Donnie was trying to be serious with his answers, and I'm...
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell for everything. What's the acronym for all the planets, Rosie O'Donnell?
What's the acronym for Jupiter, Rosie O'Donnell?
What's Saturn's moon, Rosie O'Donnell?
I think we ought to change that to the question of the day or something.
Yeah.
Build up our forums a little bit.
Yeah. The forum is already being taken back over by porn sites.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the dildo pop up on my screen.
Yeah. You want Viagra? Click here.
Pornbot. 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 Pornbot.
And you know, they're getting smart. You put that little thing on there where they have to, the activation link and all mm-hmm. that other stupid crap that is making B go, what the hell am I doing here?
No, he's just texting his damn girlfriend. He won't even fucking talk. Talk, bitch.
About what?
Oh, you turned him down.
About what?
Something. Just say something. Say one of your stupid ass lines that you always do. Your titty smells like bull dick or something. He does. He says stupid ass shit off the wall or whatever when he's at the house, but he's like totally different when he's in public.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he actually wears clothes.
Yeah, that's one thing.
No, that's at the house I wear clothes. Go to Walmart naked.
That's sick, man.
Go to Walmart wearing nothing but a belt and a hat. Bill, why are you wearing a belt? You're naked.
That's the point. keep my drawers up.
What drawers?
I'm strapped, bitch.
Yeah, really.
Anyway. Anyway.
What's in the news today?
Some headlines. Misha Barton from the OC.
Fuck the OC.
She was hospitalized. Let's see. Lindsay Lohan may be going to jail.
That's nothing new.
Like we said earlier, Paris Hilton's back in jail.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Hold on. Let me get through the rest of this. Okay. Pamela Anderson was forced to tell her children about the sex tape she had with Tommy Lee.
Huh. That was an interesting one, huh?
Anna Kournikova single again.
What's wrong with Anna Kova? Korva, whatever.
Mother was arrested for snorting heroin at Walmart.
You snort heroin?
You can.
There's a new law to make cable guys show up on time.
Are you serious?
And there's a man that had a permanent erection.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
Let's see here.
He'd never walk outside of clothes again.
I would.
Star Wars fan was arrested when they mistook one of his guns for a real one.
A blaster laser, bitch.
There's some other things here I had, but I can't find it right now. Mm. Oh, Rosie O'Donnell left The View.
Yeah, did she leave or was she kicked off?
She left. And the whole fight, the reason why she left was because of the fight that she had with Elizabeth whatever. And then they came out and said that the fight was staged so that she could leave.
Mm-hmm. I figured.
Mm-hmm. But it was just the Okay then.
That's what I think about it.
But can I first talk about this? Can I first talk about the fast food joints around here?
Well, no. Let's take a vote. All right, viewers, raise your hand if we can talk about it.
Son of a bitch.
Damn.
Yep, we got to.
Yep. Okay. The food places around here are god awful.
No, I take you. You better take that back. Not all of them.
Okay, which one am I?
American Pie's damn good.
Last time I ate there, it was kind of. Let's just say I made several trips to the office that night.
Ew.
Yeah.
I think you were sick. Did you eat Chinese the night before?
No. I don't eat Chinese food.
Did you eat at Golden Corral the night before?
How about Mexican?
I don't eat Mexican. I didn't eat at Golden Corral.
Damn, because I ate, what was it?
McDonald's?
Yeah.
No, I ate some Taco Bell. No, I eat
The thing is at McDonald's, they can't get a freaking order right. They got that screen that tells you what you've ordered, so...
You don't know what you ordered.
So I'm allergic to onions, and I can't stand pickles.
Yeah.
So I ordered it with no pickles, no onions. The other day, loaded with onions. And today, loaded with pickles. And all the times I walk in there and they're just like, sir, we rang it up the way you said it. That doesn't matter. The food's wrong.
Yeah, really.
Really, what does it take to make a sandwich?
2 pieces of bread.
You don't even have to cook the meat. The meat is cooked for you. Just put it in the nuker and it's done.
That's why I go to Burger King.
That leads me to this. At least they get my orders right.
Have it your way.
Yeah, I got a shirt that says have it your way with the old style Burger King logo on it.
Yeah, old school bitch.
Old school bitch. Anyway, I just did a really gay motion that no one could see, thankfully.
That's why you're not supposed to tell them.
I'm going to laugh. These cameras in here, someone's hacked into them, and they're watching us right now.
That'd be actually... I think we need to start recording it personally.
I think we do, too, but...
Except this damn Georgia sound behind me is going to disappear.
I know.
Yeah, that's got to go.
We'll blur it out. We'll blow it up.
No, I'll put something else up.
Put kill all...
And then those people that... I went on the website the other night, and I saw what you put on there about that lady that sent you an email or something saying that this is a piece of shit show or something.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's what the fuck I gotta say. I hope to God you're listening to this, bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah, there was a reverend that that particularly doesn't like me and doesn't like the show and doesn't like my entire staff.
What does reverends like? They like nothing, especially Catholics. They like little boys. That's all they do.
Hey, I'm not in this.
Okay, anyway. Don't want to burn that bridge.
Whore.
Cunt. Oh, the C word.
Anything you gotta say, Billy? Anybody that likes censorship?
Krusty cunt liquor.
There you go.
Holy shit.
He's a man of few words, but gets the point across. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Crusty
cunt liquor. I'm going to tell you.
I didn't know you were with Rebecca.
Oh.
Oh.
No, no, sir. I'm sorry, but that one actually does offend me.
Does defend him.
Actually, my homegirl beat her ass twice in one night.
I almost got arrested because of her in a Walmart parking lot.
That's where it went down.
Yeah. Some girl attacked her. I pulled him apart and I almost got arrested because she was underage.
Melody Phillips.
Yeah. I almost got arrested because she was underage.
Oh my God.
And because I was in the middle of it, I almost got arrested.
Melody beat the hell out of her, huh? I heard she bit her.
Yeah.
Like, Rebecca bit her.
Yeah, like Mike Tyson'd her ass.
I know, man. And her arm, her arm was, bruised for, a week.
She got bored, went to Walmart. She calls me, and I'm up here at the studio late night working on some stuff. She's like, come up here, I'm bored. So I go up there, and the moment I get there, she's like, there's some girl outside who must beat my ass.
Ha.
And I almost wanted to go, bye. Because there were people walking by going, she waiting for you, she waiting for you.
Oh, that was, who's that dude? Chris. Yeah. The gothic dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an interesting night.
Funny.
And then I drive out to Pud's out in Brinson right after that happens, and I almost get pulled over for speeding.
You dumbass.
And I recognized the number on the squad car. It was the same guy that came to the Walmart parking lot.
He was following you, dude.
Damn. That's entrapment.
Luckily enough, I wrecked that truck, so he can't recognize me anymore.
Yet. He can't recognize you yet.
Yet. Almost got pulled over yesterday for speeding. Going 75 and 65.
Wow.
I was driving up a hill coming back from Dawsonville, and there they were, sitting there at one of the turnarounds, waiting.
Gosh.
Three of them. Oh, I hope that's going over the air.
I was doing it earlier. I was, picking my nose, doing this.
Digging in your asshole.
And I wiped it on his leg, and yeah. I was hoping to God it was accidentally put on the air.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be funnier than shit if it's, recording, because I think they say recording.
What?
I thought a little REC means, right?
No, that says China Buffet.
Oh, my God.
Are we recording?
Oh,
good Lord.
Let's talk about Paris Hilton.
Okay, let's move on.
If I could find my story in here, Honor, we may just have to...
Here, let me just tell you, okay?
Yeah, let's just wing it.
Her ass got out of jail because she was given the warden head. This is my personal story, so shut the fuck up.
She gave the foreman head.
She gave the warden head. I said warden. And so he let her out because she was going through a health thing
health
or whatever.
Thing, quote unquote.
Health thing. And so if it was one of us, we'd be in jail or something. We'd go to the hospital, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So he lets her out and puts her from a 6x6 cell to a 600 square foot multi-million dollar house arrest.
Wow. Yep. There's nothing to do.
That she can have friends over and party all night, and she can't even stay in a fucking 600 square foot house.
Within an hour of being put under house arrest, she breaks the rules of house arrest.
500 feet outside of her house, she was caught. I think she was under the influence of alcohol.
Which is illegal with house arrest.
Yeah, with house arrest, it's illegal to consume alcohol.
And then she had people over that were on probation.
Well, that don't matter.
It matters in California.
Well, that's California. Fuck that.
Man, they can smoke weed in California.
Anyway.
A man of few words.
Yeah, exactly. Are you sure my damn mic's turned up?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You're actually blowing my eardrums out right now.
Okay. But anyway, the little... Ho can't even stay in her damn 600 square foot house. Come on. She's got a pool. She's got butlers. She got maids. She's got all anything she wants. Anybody can visit her. All she has to do is stay in the house or on the premises of the property. That's it.
You know, Extra did a special on the house. The paintings on the walls in her mansion. They did an entire 30-minute special on that.
I know.
It's this is a picture of her when she was 3 years old. Wow, she's naked. Who would have thought?
Gee, that looks resembling.
They got pictures over like 33 and she's naked. Come on.
Yeah. It's like...
Paris is listening to this, I'm available.
I'm not. I don't want like gangrene or something on my dick.
I'm going to laugh if your girlfriend listens to this going like, oh, so you want Paris Hilton?
She does.
Oh, wow. Hey, how you doing?
Screwed.
If Chris goes to Paris Hilton, I mean, I'm available. You know?
You don't want him, trust me. He's like big and fat and ugly.
More room for the bumping.
Yeah.
Man, a few words, ladies and gentlemen. Or ladies, because I don't think guys listen to this.
You mean little boy, a few words?
That offends me, dog.
Fuck you. We're not here to unoffend anybody or not offend. We're here to offend every goddamn person out there.
Take my wood.
We should have brought him on a long time ago.
Yeah. Ugh.
Jeez. Moving on, the bitch needs to go in back in jail, which she is. And what was it, 23 days was the sentence reduced to?
It was reduced to 23 days for good behavior, and she had never served a day.
Yes, she did.
No, the thing was, the original sentence was 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
A week before she went into jail, the judge took it down to 23 days for expected good behavior.
Expected good behavior.
So that means we need to do this for every person, right? So I guess. Need to expect they'll have good behavior and reduce everybody's sentence.
No, just famous people.
Yeah.
That's that celebrity justice, gentlemen.
Yeah,
we're celebrities, aren't we?
Yeah, we're celebrities. We're just not rich.
Exactly.
And we can't give. And I ain't giving head to nobody.
No.
So, fuck you.
And I'm too ugly to be in a sex tape. And also, I have to be with a girl.
Yeah.
Or, as Rick puts it, my inflatable.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there. No, Thursday on the morning show here in town, Rick brought me in here and sat me down in front of the camera and asked me my interest in all this stuff to get girls to call the station to go out on a date with me, and surprisingly enough, no one called. And one of his jokes was, we need to get Bob a date so he can lose the inflatable. He said that on the air.
Uh-huh. He's trying to get ratings.
I do not have an inflatable. I have a pocket.
Ew.
Yeah, they're hard to clean.
Never mind. I'm staying off of that one. All right. Everybody that listens, mostly girls, from what I understand.
Yeah.
All right.
Mostly girls.
We need to get Bob a date.
I'm hot.
You're not.
That's hot.
Where is it? You got it on?
I don't have it here.
Damn. We have Paris Hilton saying, that's hot.
Rick messed around and moved all the disc. I don't know where everything is anymore.
Okay. Well, anyway, ladies, we need to get Bob, Robert, Head, whatever the hell you want to call him, a girlfriend. Yes, we call him Head. One of his nicknames is Head. Let's allow him to answer why.
Head was a nickname that was given to me in eighth grade.
He was given one of his teachers Head.
Yeah. Wait. it's spelled in a weird way. It's capital H, little E, capital A, little D, exclamation point.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my phone won't allow me to do it, but I do have you under in my phone as Head.
My cousin had T-shirts printed. I had my own headline on clothes. I'm actually
ladies.
Thinking about giving that to Walmart, saying, hey, here's the new headline.
Head.
Ooh.
Headline.
So if anybody wants a T-shirt with Head on it, that's our lovely
Or just my face up your blouse.
That'll work.
Same thing. Head on your shirt. Yeah.
Head in your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Head up your skirt.
Just don't give me a problem. Yeah. Oh,
it's myspace.com/BobTheWhopperMan. That's my MySpace.
Bob the Whopper Man. You're gay.
Well,
I'm on the Whopper.
In ninth grade, a girl started calling me Bob, and another girl was calling me Burger King Boy. So I decided to combine it, make it Bob the Whopper Man.
I'm on your MySpace, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? I put it as Christopher, right?
Yeah. Your display name is Christopher.
Okay, yeah. Go on to his MySpace because I don't know what number mine is. I didn't go in there and change it. But you can go in there.
Wow.
And go to Bob's MySpace and then push on Christopher. It's the dude playing paint. Two dudes playing paintball in a swamp looking thing.
Or go to myspace.com/theentitledshow.
Or there. That works too. Go there first.
Be our friend.
Don't be my friend. Just give me a message.
Or there's a link at theentitledshow.net.
Yeah.
There's a link there.
There is. I forgot about that one. But go on there and send us a message, y'all.
Or
I mean,
forums.theentitledshow.net.
Join the forums. I mean, it's so damn boring. I went on there twice and nobody says a damn thing.
I say hi, but you always ignore my messages.
Who, me?
Yes.
It's quiet.
Oh, I don't check the PMs. Sorry.
This is riveting.
I know. But hey,
we're using a big word, riveting.
I was just about to ask what that is.
I don't know.
Anyway.
This came to a screeching halt. Being comfortable with silence.
Alright, y'all. Today, basically, we're just here to tell you.
Go to
MySpace. Send us a message. In fact, we're going to start a new bit where you ask us questions and we take it off of MySpace and the forums. And you can ask us each individually or as a group. And we will each answer it.
Looky there.
How about that?
Cool. Now you just gotta get somebody to actually send us something.
Send us a question. It don't matter what it is. If it's what color is your ball sack, we'll answer it.
White.
Bob, quit. No.
It's green. It's green.
Green as mildew. It's got this black powdery stuff on it.
It's green from lack of being touched.
Or touched too much.
They're bruised. They're black and blue.
So,
what was that bit on That 70s Show? Fez is holding a blue and black bowling ball. Hey guys, look, my balls are black and blue.
So,
anyway,
yeah. So Bob, you said you want to play paintball sometime, right?
Yes.
All right, we got something for you then.
Uh oh.
June 30th. You doing anything?
I don't know. I'd have to check my schedule. Oh, wait. I don't have a schedule.
Okay. Well, put this on your schedule that you don't have. You're coming out with us to play paintball, you bitch.
Oh, crap.
You understand me?
Oh, God.
That's right. We're all going out to AWOL Paintball in Pavo, Georgia. They're a sponsor. I got to say something.
June 30th. Yay.
June 30th.
I'm looking at the calendar.
Hurry up.
You have a calendar?
Yes, he has.
It's a computer.
Dude, it comes with all that shit.
I don't have a computer, so I wouldn't know.
Hold on, let me look at my MySpace calendar, myspace.com/BobTheArmyMan. You can find out everything that I'm doing there.
Really?
So if you're in the area of Thomasville or Bainbridge or Cairo or what's that other one on the other side of Thomasville?
I don't know.
Anyway, Thomasville, Georgia, Thomas County, if you're close to there, there's a little town just north of Thomasville called Pavo. It's got a paintball field. It's called AWOL, AWOL Paintball.
That's
you
hard
can
to spell.
Check. You can no. Some they might think it's
AWOL. What's wrong with that, dude? I thought it was that at first.
Me too. I was wondering why the hell you call it AWOL. But it's like absent without leave paintball, basically, is what it is. Go on the website awolpaintball.com. Check it out.
You get there, you want to leave.
Sponsor.
Okay, here's my schedule. June 15th.
I don't care about 15. I said 30.
No, I'm just saying this because you made a plug. I'm making a plug. June 15th, I'll be in Albany, Georgia at the South Georgia Peanuts baseball game.
Don't go. Everybody,
stay home.
It's cheaper.
It's $5 a ticket.
Exactly.
So
it's cheaper.
So if you're in the Albany area and you got nothing else to do, that's the reason why I'm there, because I have nothing else to do.
Exactly. Come out and join the Dixie Shots.
And then June 16th, I'll be in Dothan, Alabama at the Dothan Civic Center.
And when is that?
Checking out June 16th.
Oh, you already told me about
checking
that.
Checking out WWE, because I'm a wrestling fan.
Gotcha.
Deal. Word to your mother.
Let's jump in.
Well,
in case y'all haven't noticed, B is my brother.
No, I do not claim him.
There is a distinct similarity in the voice.
No.
Okay, boy, everybody fucking can't tell us apart on the damn phone. They're like, Chris? And Billy's like, no. And they just keep going, oh, okay, well, we got something to tell you. I'm not Chris. Oh, shut up.
Shut up, you little bastard. I know
but
who
but your girlfriend had to call the house one time and she swore up and down I was you.
Oh.
She thought I was playing. Ex-girlfriend now, but...
Are you talking about Mel?
I guess.
A redhead chick.
I don't... She's on the goddamn phone. I don't know.
You could have seen her, man. How long ago was this? It's Beavis and Butthead here.
Whoa! Cool. Whoa, this got a beat. Welcome to Burger World. Let me take your order.
Oh, shit, I farted.
Are you threatening me?
Anyway.
I'm gangster, bitch.
Well, Lindsay Lohan, she's back in rehab.
Hey, was that the one where she was either going to jail and then she volunteered to go to rehab?
Yeah. Damn, don't ask, don't.
Right. Yeah. If it was me or you and we volunteered, they say, okay, you can go to rehab right after you finish your sentence.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But I gotta quit the
drugs. And what was that you were telling me last night about her birthday party?
Yeah,
she was arrested for DUI or something, and she did was even underage.
Here it is.
And
here it is. Lindsay Lohan was charged with DUI last Saturday after crashing her luxury car in Beverly Hills, California, and police say cocaine was found in the car.
Cocaine.
Police responded to a report on the accident around 5:30 a.m., but when they got there, Lohan was gone, and so was her black Mercedes convertible.
So she got cocaine in a convertible. Run. You drive, and you got coke flying everywhere.
The celebrity news website X17 reported that Lohan appeared inebriated when she was seen leaving a Hollywood Hills party around 5 a.m. Hmm.
Damn, that was a party at 5 a.m.
So who's sponsoring your birthday party again?
Some vodka company.
A vodka company is paying $400,000.
Yeah.
To sponsor, and it's only going to cost $200,000.
Yeah.
I'm going to become a vodka company.
Well, you want to spend money on Lohan? Give her more than what she's worth?
No. She better give me what
Lindsay,
it's worth.
This is my personal advice to you.
Quit drinking, Hope.
Thank you. Put the words right out of my mouth.
Now, see, a lot of people are like, oh, she's doing this for publicity, just like Perry says. I'm...
Lindsay.
I'm at the point
I'm available.
Where... I'm at the point where I'm... I think that there's just something wrong with Lindsay.
I think Lindsay's whole thing is when she started making videos, you know, movie productions and shit,
yeah.
That it just went to her head a little too quick, and she starts thinking she can act like a big-time star.
And she's not even that good-looking.
Not really.
Not anymore. She used to be when she was with
back
Disney
in the Parent
Channel.
Trap days when
yeah.
She was really young.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like pedophile shit now.
But back then, I was about her age, so...
Yeah. We're her age.
We are. So, yeah. Lindsay, if you want to give the Untitled Show a call, we can hook you up and get you some publicity stunts.
Dude, she's famous, dude. You think she's going to call here?
Hey, it's always worth a try.
Hey, we had Tara Reid once.
You liar.
Who's that?
She's in the studio right now. Hey, how you doing? Tara, we haven't heard from you lately. What have you been up to?
I just stopped playing.
Alright, go back to your closet.
Okay, bye you guys.
Bye.
Whoa, look at the ass on her.
B is cracking up.
You gotta laugh in the mic, B.
Yeah.
It would help if I could stop laughing for a second and actually think about laughing in the mic.
Y'all gotta hear his laugh. It sounds about as funky as shit. It's like,
so?
Oh, that's a fake laugh, right?
No.
Hold up, Mike, you dumbass.
So, anyway, what else have we got to talk about?
Luigi!
That bit sound like just like Casey Kasem, man. I'm telling you. No, that plays Shaggy. Who's the dude that played Scooby?
Now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number one.
Number one.
That's so gay. The DJ has to sit there and say, all right, number one, and then they got this funky-ass voice. Number one. There it is.
Oh, my God.
Here's now the number one single from Fergie. This is Fergie-licious. Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Fergie-licious.
Anyway.
I'm Fergie-licious, bitch. Fergie, I'm available.
Ew.
Sorry, dude.
Ew. Fergie, ew. I don't like Fergie.
Fergie, it sounds like a weird name. Fergie, it sounds like a dog's name.
I don't think that's a real name.
I think I'm Fergie-licious.
Is that a real name?
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Or not.
Ah, he's trying to touch my wiener.
Has anybody noticed that on the commercials for Taco Bell, what's that thing called?
Yo Querido Taco Bell.
The new thing they just came out, the cheesy piece of quesadilla or whatever.
The three cheese
quesadilla.
Quesadilla,
yeah.
Quesadillo.
All right, they advertise that at $1.29.
Mom,
right?
It's $1.29.
It's $1.59.
Yeah, and that's without tax.
Trust me, I eat a lot of Taco Bell.
That's why at the bottom it says prices may vary.
Bitches! Bitches!
See, nobody explained that to me.
Yeah.
I can't read fine print. Of course, I can't read period, so.
He's like a redneck, I swear. I swear to God.
There's no doubt that this show is made in the South.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we got a comment on that lady that sent that email and said.
Hold on, let me pull up the actual.
Yes, read it out what she wrote you, please.
Yeah.
We got a comment on this. She has to be listening.
I am very concerned about the youth of today with the state of the media. Television, internet, and radio is filled with filth that is corrupting the youth of America. Today I want to focus on the internet. Early this week, my 14-year-old son came to me telling about a program he listened to on the internet called The Untitled Show.
Alright, here's something I gotta say first, okay? There are a bunch of untitled shows on the internet.
Yes. One I just stumbled upon last week on a student-run radio station at the University of Austin.
And none of them are like us at all.
And you know what their show is?
What?
They play techno and read poetry.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, y'all. This is the funny one. The others are knockoffs. I swear. This is even the first one.
And it is the first one. A couple months after we formed in New Jersey, a radio station started the Saturday Night Untitled Show, which was a parody of us. They found a guy that acted just like me. They found a guy that acted just like Donnie. They found a guy that acted just like Michael. It was the same format, except they couldn't cuss.
Damn.
It was an exact parody. I listened to it and thought, wow, I don't remember recording this. But
y'all, we're the cool ones. When you're not on the air, on real air, that means you're cool.
Yeah.
When you're forced to go underground on the internet, you're not even allowed to do internet radio.
Yeah,
live. Underground.
You are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is considered.
Underground, like
this is the under. See, when people are like, "Oh, you're a podcast." No, we're not a podcast. You have to do some heavy searching to find us.
Yeah. When that happens, that means something's cool about it.
When we get too popular, we disappear.
Yep.
We've done that twice.
That's when the FCC gets in there and is like...
Well, no, it's not the FCC. It's just that we don't want to draw too much attention to ourselves.
I do.
This is what we call attention. This is attention that I don't
want. I read the rest.
Okay. The Untitled Show is hosted by three young individuals from the Bible Belt of South Georgia.
That's Bob, Donnie, and Q.
Yes. From reading the website, the creator of the show, me, is a fan of the disgusting Opie and Anthony show.
Bitch. All right, keep going.
Hey, what's wrong with that, man?
I know. And also, by the way, even though they are suspended from XM announced that starting Monday, they will air the best of Opie and Anthony from CBS Radio from the past month.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they're waiving, like, the activation fee for people that canceled because of Opie and Anthony.
I'm canceling.
Okay, people like that young man should not be allowed to have a program where he says the things he does.
All right, here's something that's called the First Amendment, goddammit.
Yes.
Freedom of speech.
Even if it is disgusting and improper.
Now, all right, here's something I got to say about that, okay? I have served a year and a half in the United States Army, okay? Shut up. I served. I didn't go out there and try fighting. I was medically discharged, so shut the fuck up, y'all.
Because he was allergic to one plant made in that one area of the world.
It's amazing what the fucking army will fucking discharge you for. True. But anyway.
All he had to do was take him across the county line. He would have been fine.
It's true, actually.
I know.
But the closest unit was a while away, and they didn't want to do that. So anyway, I served.
They just didn't like you.
I served about a year and a half before I got medically discharged, okay?
They created that plant
I
so
sat
that
there,
can leave.
Probably. I sat there. And chose to defend my country. It's more than what Bob can say. But still,
I'm too fat to be in the army.
I'm too out of shape. So.
Oh, you little asshole!
No,
shut
there's
up.
A difference.
Hey, you wear a sleeveless shirt. You yeah, right, show right, off right. the muscle.
All right, I'm strong, but I'm way out of shape. I can run to maybe the door to take a piss, and that's it.
That's only when you're motivated.
Yeah, exactly.
I put a pit bull on his ass. He'll be motivated.
Shit, dude, you put a pit bull on my
anyway,
ass.
Dude,
I'm
just like, oh crap.
I'm trying to prove a point to her.
Shut we up. Don't care.
Anyway. Soldiers go out there and fight for you to say what you want to say.
That's what we do. We go out there and say and fight.
I mean, this is mine.
For y'all to say whatever you want. That's what we do. You could have said whatever the hell you want to us, and we fought for you to say that, but we're still going to say whatever the fuck we want.
That was touching.
I know. Lonely teardrop. He says things that you would not believe someone his age would say. He seems to be a very disturbed
How
young...
How old are you?
19.
Man, I'm a fucking 8-year-old that fucking smokes pot and talks shit like that. Come on.
Yeah.
Careful. The police will get you.
Fuck them. They don't know who the fuck I'm talking to.
Okay, Billy.
My first letter has nothing to do with my name.
Shut up.
Billy Bob. He seems to, I've already read that. Oh no, wait, here we go. He seems to be a very disturbed young man and obviously is without Christ in his life.
Praise the Lord and raise the taxes.
I pray for him and his family and hope that no more young people are exposed to this filth.
Hey,
at least he prays for you, man.
Hey man, that puts you
hey, she didn't even talk about us. I guess we're okay.
I'm basically gonna summarize what I said in response to this.
Just say the whole thing.
You want me to read it word for word?
Word for word.
As posted on the website, let me say that I do believe in God. I choose not to go to church. I work at a TV station putting church services on television.
Damn.
I did that this morning. I do not know how people... Oh, good Lord.
Read it for you.
No. I do not understand how people can't realize that just like television and film, our program is an act. This is entertainment. Because we say and do things that on this program does not mean that in real life we always talk and act like that or this way. Our website has a warning saying that our program is not meant for younger people and if they want to listen to get permission from their parents. We know that people of young age will occasionally listen to the show. How about instead of criticizing us for making a living, why don't you take responsibility of your children?
That's right.
That was touching too.
If y'all want to get pissed off about what we say, don't let them download the show.
Take their internet out of their fucking room, man.
That's right, because they're exposed to more filthy things like pornography.
I bet
you
they're watching porn and shit, dude.
It is your job to monitor your children's life to keep them from listening to programs like ours. There are ways of blocking websites just as there are ways of blocking TV stations and radio stations.
That's right.
This is something else I posted underneath it. I extremely dislike people like you, the type of people that believe their way of life is the perfect way of living. The type of people that believe if other people don't live the way you do, they will go to hell. Well, I'm going anyway. Life is not perfect. You are not perfect. I am not perfect.
Right. And those who think they're
Jesus.
Perfect, try walking on fucking water. Oh, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Standing ovation for Bob.
That's right.
Give it up for me.
Yeah.
You lazy bastard. You're gonna just sit there and clap into the microphone. there's another article that I wanted to talk about. Did you read the one about the rumors? Going around that I'm leaving this the competition got the rights to the local high school sports. Now I'm a video guy.
What was that?
Wow.
That was cool.
What happened?
The power went out and the computer can't record me because it's a laptop and it's got its own power.
Wow.
Even though
that scared the shit out of me.
Out.
I thought we were gonna get attacked by ninjas or something.
The competition was listening. It told us to cut. It told us to stop.
You might need to go check your radio and shit, man.
It's back online.
Okay.
But it's on battery backups.
Oh, okay.
Well, last week, the competition acquired the high school sports for radio and television broadcasting. And because I'm a video guy, rumors came out that I was going to leave my position here and go to them.
What does that have to do with the Untitled Show?
What that has to do with the Untitled Show is that they don't like the Untitled Show.
They don't.
They don't like the Untitled Show.
Well, they can go to hell.
So, I mean, I like working here. The only reason why I'm still able to do the Untitled Show is because of me working here.
Mm-hmm.
Coley may not like the show, but at least he lets me do it.
He doesn't like it?
No.
we all invite him on.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'd love that. So let me just say, I am not leaving. The show is not ending. I'm not planning on going anywhere anytime soon because I'm just not motivated to leave. I'm a procrastinator.
Are we still going to do that 6-hour live show?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You need to tell everybody about that.
We still haven't decided when we're going to do it.
Well, at least announce it, damn it.
Okay. We're planning on doing a 6-hour
live show. Means you can actually call us and we will answer and you can talk to us on the air.
Unedited.
Totally.
Totally unedited, uncensored. No telling what's going on. That might be the week that we have Seth and Willie Fred come in.
Okay.
When we do the 6-hour live show.
Yes. And then if that goes off well, we'll do a 24-hour.
That would kill an hour, at least, bringing them in.
If that works out, we might do a 24-hour live show.
What we ought to do is... If we do a 24-hour show, we should play music.
A little bit.
But if we do the 6-hour... No music, we're just going to keep talking.
That's right, and play Xbox.
Yeah.
And my PS2, I'm bringing that in too.
I'm bringing my 360.
Sweet, we'll just hook them all up. Three different TVs, that's right. I'll bring my TV and everything.
My Guitar Hero is better.
Do you have a hookup for it to go online?
Yes.
Sweet, so if you want to play us and talk to us.
We can do the show on Xbox Live. As well as the Untitled Show.
So if you want to jump on the Xbox, because I don't have online for PS2 yet. I'm too damn cheap.
Yeah. But it's free!
To buy this shit, you got to do it.
Do you have the big one or the thin one?
The thin one.
It's free!
Really?
It's got the hookup in the back.
No, I don't. Well, it's got the hookup in the back, but you still got to buy the cables and shit.
We got cables here.
Dude, man.
Doesn't it take up, like, the phone line?
No, Ethernet cable.
How do you... You guys should be able to do that later.
Oh my
okay,
God.
We are backwoods people. We have like dial-up.
We still have dial-up, okay?
I have dial-up at home. It's just that I'm used to working in the office now.
Oh.
But yeah, 6-hour live show coming soon on Amped Radio. While we still have Amped Radio, because the government's trying to shut that down.
Bastards.
Thanks to Amped Radio. Go check out AmpedRadio.net. Brand new website.
Yeah, if you check like internet radio, don't vote Democrat this time around.
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of it.
Oof.
Republican.
Even though Democrats came up with the bills to keep it.
Yeah. They're the most backwards-ass people I've ever
met. The Democrats came up with the bill, and Republicans are co-signing it.
If you do not believe in abortion and all this shit.
That's how fucked up politics are these days, man.
It's crazy.
I believe Korn said it the best.
Go Nader!
Don't give a shit about politics.
Exactly.
I don't care. Because people say...
Everybody just vote Nader, because I'd like to see an independent in the office.
People say, if you don't vote, don't complain. But here's the thing. Either way you vote, you're going to complain about something.
Exactly.
So what's the point in voting at all?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You got to vote, man. Vote. You're better off voting. I don't even vote.
Why? We got to start a campaign or something about that, man. Because voting has gone down a lot in America.
Oh, Canada!
No, I'm serious. There's people overseas dying for your right to vote, and like less than 22% of the country actually votes.
That's right now, they're fighting for a right to pay cheaper gas.
Exactly.
That's all that is. It's gas.
Okay, so are you yelling at the troops or at the people who sent them over there?
I'm yelling at the people that sent them over there.
There you go. Support the troops. Fuck the people who sent them.
Fuck you, Halliburton. I don't care if you charge me $5 a gallon. I don't have to drive, bitch. I could just live here.
Yo, let's just ride our bikes.
Hey, man, you screw you, dude. I ain't riding a bike from where I live to here.
Me neither.
I'll drive my dad's motorcycle 42 miles to a gallon, bitches.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll steal Melvin's bike.
No, but I'm serious. Support the troops, but don't support the
I war. Support the troops. I don't support the war.
You gotta support the war, but support who's over there. Because it ain't their fault entirely that they're over there.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they stay safe, but I hope this thing ends quickly. But it doesn't look like it will.
So you gotta do it smartly.
carpet bomb Iraq.
Because the because the Democrats are saying, oh, we're going to find a way to get the troops out of there. They're saying that now.
Yeah, and they're, all right, check this out.
This time next year, it's going to be, oh, we need to bring back the draft.
Okay, you want to hear something funny?
I'm moving to Canada.
When we first went into this war, all the Democrats were
that
for
that was hilarious.
All the Democrats were for the war in Iraq.
Now even the Republicans are saying,
no, the Republicans ain't saying that.
We might want to end this soon.
No, they're saying we need to do it smartly. We need to finish what we're there for and pull out slowly. The Democrats want to up and leave.
If you pull out slowly, you may have a little problem on your hands.
You might want to pull out quicker.
Well, you got to think about this in a totally different aspect, okay? This is a country that is in civil war, and we're in the middle of it.
You can either deal with a little runt or a sticky back.
Exactly.
Y'all are some sick motherfuckers. Maybe this is why the hell we don't have ratings. Take nothing serious.
That's the point, dude.
I know.
You can't take something serious. You just can't take nothing serious.
But when it comes to the war, it hits me close because of what I do.
What, sit on your ass and watch the news?
No.
That's what I do.
I served in the Army for a year and a half, as I've already said. And I'm already switching to go to the Coast Guard because of my medical discharge. B, whatever the fuck his name is.
Quit calling me
the name. Well, they call me Chris all the time, and I'm Q. So they're like, Chris. They're like, Q's going to say goodbye now. But anyway, no, okay, it hits me close to my heart, seriously. So if you don't support the war, at least support the troops.
Pamela Anderson was forced to tell her children about the infamous sex tape that she made with Tommy Lee following the release of the Borat movie.
Tommy Lee, man, he kicks ass.
I'm bored.
There you go.
The movie features a clip from the video that was stolen from the former Baywatch star in 1998. Anderson says Anderson says she had a breakdown when sons Brandon Dylan 9 wanted to watch the movie, forcing her to come clean about the well-publicized video.
If it's well-publicized and they don't know about it, it's obviously not well-publicized.
She says, damn, they really wanted to see Borat, and I finally had a breakdown and let them because all of their friends had. I said, there are a few things we have to talk about before you see Borat.
I had sex on a video.
Oh, my God. I had sex on a video, but does it matter?
That's nasty.
She said, you know, when your dad and I were first together, we used to videotape everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's naked, hugging, kissing, and all that good stuff. And someone stole the tape, and I remember when we were watching the film, and Dylan goes, you mean everybody has seen this? And I said, yes.
Hell yeah.
Well, I guess it's better that she tells him about it now instead of when they figure out the internet and go online. And
how long ago?
Oh, my God, that's mom.
Damn, whoa, look at
nice
dad.
Titties.
Whoa, see, look at dad. Now I know where I got it from.
Hell yeah.
That's like every kid's worst nightmare. Sitting there watching a porno, and then one of like his friends sit there and says, dude, your mom's so cute. He hits and says, shut up. That's not my mom. Look over there. Oh, shit, it is.
Hey, man, I know that boo from somewhere.
You know, they get a bootleg copy of it. They get a bootleg copy of it, so it's all blurry.
So they're like, those boobies look familiar.
So it's like, oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I recognize those boobs.
Man, I sucked on them when I was younger.
Exactly.
Fuck, I look at them every day. I mean,
I recognize that schlong. I came out of there.
After Tommy Lee got done with it, it shouldn't be too hard to come out of that.
You telling me?
They were just marching out with my one.
You have
one
to stick your foot in there just I to
hope
tickle.
I hope.
Be like, what do you want me to do? Fuck you with my foot? Oh, yeah.
The only thing that make her happy be your foot. Can you feel anything? If you do circles, I can. Be like making love to a coffee can.
God damn.
Probably have to stick a coffee can in there.
God damn.
Wow.
No, there's a thing on the internet where...
Too bad that when he was having sex with her, they didn't have one of those flex-fit garbage can.
You know that movie, Along Came Polly? You know that movie, Along Came Polly?
Yes.
Where the dude met Polly? Yes. And that thing where they had the big-looking dildo things? Mm-hmm. You'd have to use them bitches just to touch. I'm dead serious.
Just to reach the back.
Now I know why Kid Rock and her split up. He couldn't live up to the expectation.
Exactly, because Tommy Lee's more of a man than Kid Rock is.
Get a picture of him on camera? No. Gosh, man. We could get a picture of him and get him doing all kinds of silly shit, because this boy will do just about anything.
Really?
I'd be sitting... No, I ain't doing that. I'd be sitting here naked, seriously.
Ew. I'm glad there's
he's
10.
On the 6 hour.
Yeah. We're going to have you doing naked jumping jacks in front of fat
Ooh,
women.
Can I answer the phone?
Sure.
Sweet.
Answer at WMGR. Just pick it up and say WMGR. See who. See what they want.
WMGR.
Y'all have gospel on Sunday. I said, the mints would sound all right to me. So that's coming in from your radio station or from up there at 22. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
It's coming in from your radio station here.
Here. Well, he's screwed.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
What was that?
Hold on, I just made up some shit.
There's some old lady that probably thinks her station is piped in.
She sat there and asked, is it coming up on y'all's radio station coming out of 22? And I just said, and the only thing I could think was, I don't know what the fuck 22 is talking about? The radio station. She said she was out of Albany. She said, I know I have to call and tell y'all why I called, but up here listening to the gospel music and... I just wanted to say that it's a good thing y'all have it on today. And I looked at my watch and it's like, duh, it's Sunday. But anyway.
But we don't have any gospel playing right now.
I know.
So it's probably 22.
Shut up.
You guys talk for a second. I need to check something.
Yeah, you need to check that, man. So. Yeah, Bob's gay.
Is he really?
Yeah, when somebody leaves, we just sit here and pick on his ass.
Think I can holler at him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here he comes.
No, he's leaving. He went the other way.
All right, we can pick on him a little bit more.
He plays with children. He licks his own ass. He can suck his own dick.
Hey, dude.
Do you forget that I can listen back to all this?
Hang on now. He just said something. I want to know how you do. How the fuck you suck your own dick?
What? What did you say?
I said, Bob's gay. He plays with little children. He can lick his own ass. He can suck his own dick.
How do you suck your own dick?
A lot of yoga.
Didn't Marilyn Manson take out his two lowest ribs so he could do
yes,
that?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
And that is kind of weird, because you can just get a girl to do it for you. Or in this case, he can get a guy to do it for you.
And he put in implants?
For boobs, yes, yeah. He did.
He got real small ones, I know that.
They felt nice, though.
Yeah.
Didn't he get a total sex change at one point?
No. He still got penis in the balls.
He still has the member.
Yeah, he still's got the guy.
I know he took off his balls.
Duh. Who don't want to take their fucking balls off? They can fucking fuck all day and I have no chillings.
Well, I know he did that, and I heard that supposedly he put a vagina in, too.
Hey, I'm getting a bisectomy.
That's because you have too much sex as it is.
Or just be like me and be fat and ugly. You can't get a girl at all.
Hey,
and the girls I can get, I don't want.
Can't no one.
So what was
play?
Going on with the radio?
Nothing.
Y'all don't have gospel music on?
Wow, there really is nothing going on radio right now. I'm looking across the hall at the meter, and there's nothing showing up. Hold on, I better go check that.
Bob's gay. Bob's gay. Bob's gay. I'm going to say this till you get back. Bob's gay. Bob's gay.
Gay?
Hey.
Don't that mean happy?
Not in the good way.
Oh.
So.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but there's like an error message on the master computer in there.
An error message?
Yeah, the computer that controls the entire broadcast.
Cool.
I think I'm going to leave it that way till Monday morning.
And they walk in, what the fuck is this?
Bob did something.
Bob, what'd you do?
I do nothing. I swear, I did nothing.
Mm-hmm, sure.
We've been doing this for an hour and we've talked about nothing.
We have talked. So I guess we better just end it then.
No, but I mean, we still got a little time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go.
All right, time for editing. We'll talk to y'all later.
No.
There's here we go. A man who took his mistress on a beach trip was captured on live television by a camera crew after he waved to the chopper that was covering a bicycle race in Italy. The brother of the man's wife saw him on television and thought it was his sister, whom he saw on the tube. Excited about whom he thought he saw, the brother tried to reach his sibling on a cell phone, thinking she was on the beach in northern Italy. When she answered, she was at home and not vacationing. Her hubby also returned home with a tan. What a dumbass.
Retarded.
Actually, I feel smart in here now.
The IQ level just dropped.
Okay, Billy.
Moving on.
That was hilarious.
Hilarious!
The bad thing is, I gotta tell him move on.
Yeah.
Every time we will literally sit here until I sit there and say, okay, moving on.
We'll just sit here and look at each other, mouthing, I love you.
Oh, y'all mouth that?
No, I don't mouth shit.
Donnie actually says it.
Donnie will sit there and go, I love you. I rape you. You wonder why, hey, Squint, I have a race dick.
I knew it! I won't cut that out and use that against you.
Yeah, right. He said it and used it against him.
Yeah, I did.
In the opening.
A 32-year-old Star Wars fan was arrested by police in Melbourne.
You already did this.
When they thought he was carrying a machine gun. Turns out he actually was carrying a toy replica laser pistol from the movie franchise.
Cool.
That turned 30 years old last week.
Yeah. I have to say that if you're... That's actually a pretty good movie sequence, but... That's pretty retarded to get so obsessed that you're going to buy the shit that looks like it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Oh. Asshole.
A New York mother is facing drug charges after being arrested for allegedly snorting heroin while at a Walmart with her 3-year-old son.
Holy fuck, dude.
Lead by example. How many times... this goes in with the lady that, like, is pissed off at us.
Yeah.
Lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
Not lead everybody's fucking perfect. I'm just saying.
Because you think you are.
No, hell no, dude. I know I ain't perfect. I'm going straight to fucking hell.
Wow.
You're not even riding the bus.
Man, dude, I got...
They're going to kick him off the
bus. I got VIP to meet the devil, dog.
Wow.
Right now, God's writing it out. VIP to meet devil.
He's like, fuck.
He's going to send it down there to him.
And watch him come to church tonight.
They're going to stop you at the gate. Where's your laminate?
Hell yeah. Walk in there, you know.
He's going to catch on fire when he walks into the church.
Man, I walk into church, dude. The whole church is going to fucking catch on fire, dude. It's going to go...
That is Billy Good.
At 515.
Of Bainbridge, Georgia.
Don't even give me my... Wait a minute. No, quit, dude. Alright, I'm going to give people your number.
Oh, I already did. Four. I already have given them my number. Dumbass. That's what I hate about him.
He's got total control.
Yeah. I think we need to take that away. Yeah. Me and Donnie almost mutinied on his ass.
Yeah, they did.
We almost just took him out, shoved him out the door, and shut it and locked it.
last story, then we'll get out of here.
Okay.
A bill proposal being considered by the Illinois state legislature could significantly limit the amount of time residents wait for cable technicians to arrive.
Finally! Finally!
Only in Chicago.
Wait. Can you say significant, that big word one more time?
Significantly.
There you go. I thought you said it wrong at first. I was thinking about it. I was like, that's a big word.
Welcome to the church build of Georgia.
Anyway, the Chicago Tribune said Wednesday that in addition to limiting residents' wait time for cable services, the proposal would also open the door for increased competition in the state's cable television market. By clearing up Illinois state franchising regulations, the proposal would allow businesses like AT&T to enter the cable TV market. Yet, while the proposal has drawn great support from the state lawmakers, AT&T's plan for a new U-verse video service has been delayed. In some markets, they're 6 months behind, and other places a year, principal analyst Kames McQueervy said. But this just shows how hard it is to become a TV provider employing new technology. Others have opposed the bill, the Tribune reported, alleging that it contains hidden loopholes that will do little to alleviate residents' headaches when it comes to cable television. Wow, that was a mouthful.
Have y'all heard about...
I'll be over here if you need me.
Have y'all heard that TVs that we own today, unless it's like a flat panels type, they're going to be outdated?
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be usable?
In 2009, television and radio will make the jump to digital so that non-HD, non-flat panel LCD televisions and regular radios like we have today will be obsolete.
Mm-hmm. And you got to buy, like, a transmitter. Or an
if you have... some radio stations are already transmitting to digital, and a way that you can tell that you have a digital receiver...
is that it says the name of the songs and
shit. Is that if... if, like, if you're listening to 97X on Panama City, the display will say 97X New Rock.
Yeah. And sometimes, depending on what song it is, it will say
what song it is and who sings it.
And all that. That's actually pretty cool. I like those.
Yeah.
So. It's got quiet. But anyway, they say they're doing it so that police and fire and EMS and shit like that can use the freeways.
Freeways.
Well, that's what they're called now, freeways. But
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Opening up the channels.
Yeah, so that the communications can be better across state lines.
Yeah.
But which is a good idea. Yeah, it's just a pain in the ass that we got to buy something.
And see, here's the thing. The FCC unloaded a ton of money to all these broadcasters so that they can make the swap to HD by 2006. Here we are, 2007, and there's only, what, 25 HD channels available?
I think people are pocketing money.
Tell me about it.
And instead of FCC saying, okay, well, you didn't make the swap, so give us our money back, they're giving them more money and more time.
What they need to do is say, okay, you didn't do it. Oh, well, we're going to switch over. Cut them off.
Take their license.
Take their license. Say, yes, and you know what that means? Digital, we'll give it back.
And you know what that means? That in 2009, we have to start broadcasting HD, even though we're a cable access channel.
Really?
Huh.
That is messed up.
It is.
We're going to have to spend...
well, hell, the world's going to be over by 2012 anyways.
Exactly.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
There's a big rumor, December 21st, 2012.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
Well, at least it's after my birthday.
Yeah, mine too. So I don't know how... I think I'll be 24, but...
wasn't the world supposed to end at Y2K?
That was a bit... no, all technology was supposed to just shut down. Because...
hey, looky here, we're on the...
because, like,
radio,
computers
man.
Were not... didn't have the information for the year and the date, so they thought it would, like, go haywire because it couldn't figure out what year it was.
And because they wanted to save space, instead of 1999, they just had 99, so they thought that when 2000 would roll around, all the computers would freak out because it would be double zero. It's like...
and all the computers just rolled over.
It just rolled over.
Son
my
of a bitch.
I sat there and was looking at my computer. I didn't do shit for Y2K because I thought it was just a bullshit overthrown New Year piece of shit. But, my computer just rolled over, no problem. And it's an old-ass thing.
Wow. That's awesome. You know what that sound means?
It's time for editing, bitch!
It's time for editing! Woo!
Yay.
That's my line.
That's... hopefully Donnie will be back next week.
Yeah.
So we get rid of B.
Yeah.
Every now and then
I'll... B-Dog. B-Dog.
Hey, I'm just guess.
B-B-A-double-G. It's B E E. The B O Dizzle. The B Dizzle from G Zizzle.
From the Hizzle Niggas? Yeah.
Okay, that's it. You're my
part in your face, bitch.
That covers my...
alright, B's gone.
Yeah, B's gone.
So we're saying goodbye.
Hey guys, don't forget on your time.
I said go back to your goddamn closet. Shut up, I'll come in there and rape you. It puts the lotion on its skin, or else it will get the fucking hose again.
You're a big old fat person. Are you about stress 12? Can you help me load this?
Take my hand!
Put the lotion on the skin vessels, it's 12.
Alright, y'all, we're gonna go edit. Y'all take it easy, check out the forum, send us a message on MySpace.
MJ.net.